13. And now we come to the sport. And there is a lot of it, so it will be edited. And we start with football. Bucks steal late winner. Josh Grant's late strike earned Buckland Athletic a 4-3 win over Saltash United on Saturday. Substitute Grant grabbed the all-important seventh goal in a ding-dong thriller which saw him join Kieran Bridger and Ben Carter on the score sheet for the Bucks, with their opener coming through an own goal from Lawrence Murray. Former Bobby Tracy man Jordan Ewing netted twice for the visitors after Kieran O'Melia had got the Ashes started early on. Spurs snatch it at the death. Newton Abbott Spurs pulled off a dramatic 2-1 victory over Sticker in the Walter C. Parson Cup on Saturday. Sam Hancock's and Toby Pullman found the net in the 92nd and 95th minute respectively, turning the game on its head after Sticker had leapt through Alfie Flack. Baxter Belter books teens a spot in the hat. A Jack Baxter wonder strike was the pick of the goals as Tynmouth booked their spot in the next round of the Walter C. Parson Cup with a 3-1 win over Dobwalls. Baxter had Dan Garswood and Piers McLaughlin for company on the score sheet, and their efforts saw off the Cornishman's solitary goal from Blaine Walton. Bovey axed from League Cup. Shaky opening stanza cost Bobby Tracy their place in the Walter C. Parson Cup on Saturday as they fell victim to a 3-2 defeat at Axminster Town. Jake Quick and Oscar Latas netted for the hosting Tigers within the first 12 minutes, with their goals split by a strike from Lewis Perring. Ben Palmer added the eventual winner for Axminster, with Alan Gil-Joseph's subsequent effort a little more than consolation. Ilsington continue rampant run to sit at summit. Ilsington Villa continue to dominate the Premier Division and are now the only team in the top flight with a 100% record. This week, it was a highly rated Watts Blake Burn team who were on the end of a 3-0 defeat inflicted by the Moorlanders. Matthew Warman scored all three goals to keep his team 2 points clear of Morley Rangers, who were held to a 2-2 draw at home with East Allingham United, who remain at the wrong end of the table but can beat anyone on the right day. And now we're going to have a look at BMX. Star secures second year. Bobby Tracy cyclist Ben Cornish has had a second year on the Great Britain cycling team and a place on the new Olympic development squad confirmed for 2024. From next year, he will earn personal and team Olympic qualification points. 2023 has had its highs, but also plenty of challenges, with time out for multiple crashes, head injuries, and nasty gashes. But the most positive aspect has been Ben's growth as a role model and mentor for young riders. And Mid-Devon Cycling Club had two riders embark on the National Trophy Cyclocross in North Yorkshire near Skipton following their promising performance in the first round last week. Lauren Fox and Matt Holmes, both under 14s, aim to build upon their strong start in the competition. We're going to have a little look at rugby. It's not an awful lot of rugby today. Teens enjoy Cornish excursion. It has been nearly 9 years since Tynmouth travelled to the Cornish capital and came away with the win, and the last two visits had ended with big defeats, so the teens will have particularly pleased with this 19-14 win over Truro, their third victory of the season. And Newton Abbott won for only the second time this season in South West 2 when they defeated Chard 48-31. The All Whites have had a tough first 6 weeks of the season, and their fortunes hit a new low point when Wainbridge trashed them to 106-7 the last time they hit the road. And that concludes the sport for this week.